In the UK, it's the World Snooker Championships. So I have 2 weeks now, pretty much in my room, watching the World Snooker Championships. I gotta stop doing this soon. You know, spending 2 weeks of every year watching snooker, but I can't tell you I love it more than anything else. Once you're in, you're in. Firstly, if you played snooker on a full-size table, you'll know it's impossible. You can't pot a single ball, particularly at distance. Absolutely no chance. So the skill level, then add the pressure of everyone watching you. I just find it crazy how these people do it. And I get it, they've spent their whole lives in their rooms playing snooker. It becomes easier when you spend your whole life in a room doing something. Just like I've done, really, you know. I love snooker because I identify with these people more than anyone, you know. I too have spent my whole life in a room working on this, would you believe? Not this episode, but this craft. My art form. But why snooker is so appealing is the ball is either in or not in the pocket, you know. Which is the opposite of my world. When you think a joke has landed, you think you've potted that joke and everyone agrees in the audience. And then you look around and you see the one person who from their grumpy fucking face is adamant that the joke hasn't landed. Hasn't been potted. And you're losing when you thought you were winning. So I guess what I'm saying is I look at snooker as the dream. You've either won or you've lost. There's nothing in between. In my world, all it feels like always is you're in between winning and losing. So there's never a celebration because there is no absolute. So I'll go back to my room now. Doing this. I'm waiting for the win that will never, ever come.